I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The man himself is in the building, Anthony Sane. You can read him over at Sports Illustrated and Grizzlies Maven, and he joins us every single Wednesday. He's in the building. Now, let's get it.
Now, it's Anthony Sane covering the Memphis Grizzlies for Sports Illustrated's Grizzlies Maven on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Anthony Sane, what it is?
Man, what's up, bro?
Hey, all right.
Before we get started, bro, I appreciate y'all for shouting out Grizzlies Maven, but the website has actually changed. I don't know if y'all noticed it.
My goodness.
You got to change my...
Can I help y'all with the, yeah, the launch?
We got brand confusion.
Yeah, bro, you got some brand confusion. Yes. Bro. It's now allgrizzlies.com. It's where I write for it.
Y'all need to pay for the next one. No, you're doing us a favor. I'm giving you the business,
Anthony. It's all good.
Of course.
Allgrizzlies.com.
Send me the scripts and I'll reboot.
Right.
I love that. It's so much better than Grizzlies Maven.
Yeah, bro.
I don't even know what Grizzlies Maven means.
It was hard to say.
Yeah. I'm glad they changed it. They rebranded it.
For you, anything? We usually charge clients for this stuff. For you, you just send me the script. We'll update it. We'll get it good.
Maven was like the WWF wrestler.
I kept thinking about the WWE wrestler every time I saw him.
Tough enough, right?
Yeah, exactly. He was a mulatto dude.
Yeah, dude. He had like bushy ass eyebrows, no hair on his head. That was was like, I just imagined him writing about the Grizzlies, but it was actually you.
We're learning a lot on the fly. You know, we're changing things up as we go. We had nice couple little conference calls about, you know, some new things you're about to unveil. So.
Okay, cool. We have a lot to get to about the Grizzlies that we will touch on here just in a moment. But your name came up on the show last week. It was no shade. It was just like something that you tweeted that
we
found interesting. And I'll just read the tweet because I wanted to give you a chance to kind of express yourself here. Mm-hmm. Here's another painful truth for Tiger fans this morning.
Painful.
This was after – what was this after? The SMU loss?
That was the SMU loss.
Okay.
It's too painful.
Here's another painful truth for Tiger fans this morning. We let Penny's self-imposed expectations combined with local media hype become the whole city's expectations, and they never should have. Scoffed at anyone locally or nationally who suggested anything outside of dominance.
Yes.
So I guess now that you're here.
How much of it did I write in all caps?
There were two words in all caps.
You always ask how much is in caps, right?
Anyone was in all caps and dominance was in all caps.
Okay, gotcha. All right, let me break down that tweet. First of all, y'all know I'm not throwing shade on y'all. And if y'all took it that way, I mean, you know.
I think John took it that way.
Well, you know.
I'm doing radio.
Hey,
doing radio.
It's space and opportunity for anything to be, you know, put
John
out.
John said, I can't wait till we get that fool back on the air.
Heard the segment.
This, all jokes aside, this is what the tweet meant. You guys, first of all, y'all the kings of Memphis radio. Like.
That's not true. We're 16th nationally.
Huh? Okay, is that better than saying you're the king of Memphis or what?
No, I like what you said, Anthony.
Okay,
I like
that. Y'all the
yours
Memphis
sounds
radio.
Better.
Yeah, top 20 nationally. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, top 20.
Brad,
well, bet that.
We're unlike the Tigers. We're ranked.
Right. So with that being said, you guys do an amazing job at what you do, and if there is a hype train, you guys ride that train well. You guys are not at fault of anything that got to do with the Tiger season. I was never saying that at all. All I was saying is that fans, including myself, because I cover the Grizzlies, I'm a Tiger fan.
Mm-hmm.
Fans, including myself, we mishandled the information we were getting. But it's not from guys like you, because I talked to guys on other levels who told me that, you know, President Chu, he's an NBA small forward. Oh, okay. So here's the thing. I'm looking very much from the outside looking in, because I'm not really that engaged as a fan. Because when this whole Grizzlies thing happened with the SI thing, I've been so much into that. I'm really looking at the Tigers out the corner of my eye, whenever I can.
Right.
So I'm just going by what people are saying. Yeah, man, you got this guy, Precious Achiuwa, super super athletic guy. He can play the four. He can play the three. He can take the ball off the dribble. Oh, he's going to be like Kawhi Leonard or somebody in the NBA. Oh, wow, that sounds like a pretty good player.
Yep.
Like, who else we got? Man, we got
Boogie Ellis.
We got Boogie Ellis. We got Les Quinones. Man, we might be the best shooting team in the country. Hey, that sounds like a good-ass team.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the shooting.
Like, oh, then we got this other kid, man. He's like 6'6". He's a point guard. He can do everything. He's like Penny, but he can't shoot. That sounds like a good player, bro. You know what I mean?
Ball.
Right. then you got this guy, James Wiseman. He's all this stuff, you know, all that. So based on that, I was like, oh, crap. I'm on the hype train. Where's the smoke? I want some of it. You know what I mean? Because when Penny said he wanted all the smoke, hey, I want some too. When I was in Memphis Madness and I saw Penny standing in the smoke like Goldberg, hey, I'm with it.
You
like,
were all the way in.
That looked good. Right. But I was irresponsible because I didn't know. But once I started watching the team, I was like, okay, these dudes really ain't that good.
Well, in fairness, not to start, but nobody really knew.
Nobody knew.
Right? Like, all right. We can go off of was rankings and, right. and, you know, what you hear coming out of practice. Like, nobody knew
right.
until we knew.
But when I started, okay, let me just take my Tiger fandom off and just look at this team. They're not as good as advertised, but I will say this in all fairness. We all know that something happened as far as when James Wiseman left. We know that had an effect on the team. I'll definitely say that. But something else is not right with that team. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's another thing, too. Like, we should have had enough sense to say, at the end of the day, regardless of how talented that team could have been, would have been, should have been, Penny Hardaway, first of all, is my sports hero. Like, nobody is a bigger name in sports to me than Penny Hardaway was. But with that being said, we should have known, look, Penny Hardaway is a second-year coach. This is a tall task that he has. You know what I mean? So I think we should have said, no, Penny. You might want some of the smoke,
right?
But you don't want all of it. That's what we as fans should have said. But yeah, I'm glad we put that out there.
I think a lot of different things were at play here. Mm-hmm. I think one of them was just the intoxication of having the number one recruiting class,
it was
right?
High end drunk.
Exactly, zooted, I believe would be the term there. So as a city, we were zooted about the number one recruiting class. Second, the drought. Right? Like how long it's been since mm-hmm. Memphis has been relevant in college basketball. So I think, three, Penny Hardaway is not only not running from that, he is embracing it, inviting mm-hmm. it. He, you know, a lot of attention is on the we want all the smoke, we don't mm-hmm. blow. But he did interviews with Jeff Goodman, you know, before the season started.
Mm-hmm.
And to the point about the shooting team, like Jeff Goodman said, you know, asked some version of, are you guys the best shooting team or do you guys think you're, and Penny made a face. Like, of course we're – what do you mean? Of course we're one of the best.
And all that stuff sounded good.
Yeah.
You had me like, oh, man, that sounds like a national championship team.
And so, again, I'm not blaming Penny, but he absolutely, in terms of what fans kind of expected and what they thought was possible, he does bear some as I do too. As I think everybody that, you know, that hyped this team up or thought – and, again, it also changed when mm-hmm. James left. But the head coach, when the head coach is out there as brazen as he has been about this team, you bear some responsibility in the disappointment if you don't deliver.
And I hate to be critical of Penny because, like I said, if Penny walked in this door right now, I'm turning to middle school Anthony. I'm 40 years old.
Yeah.
If Penny walked in the door, I'm 12 again, like for real. Like that's 1 cent. You know what I mean? But we shouldn't have allowed him to set those expectations for himself. We should have like, okay, that sounds good, Penny.
But right.
Let's be, you know, real. About things, because he's got a tall task, and like I said, there's clearly some things going on with the team. I don't know if it's something behind the scenes, but just for someone who casually looks at it, it's like, okay, that's not right. Like something's not going on. Something's not jiving with this team. So, but yeah, hopefully they can pull it through, though, man.
Yeah, they got to win tonight. Yeah, no doubt.
Grizzlies gonna be 500 after tonight.
I think that it's this is such a historical Grizzlies trap game.
Right.
Like, and there's so much stuff lining up tonight.
Especially you look at this starting backcourt of what the Knicks got.
Right. Man. You're playing against the Knicks.
Hayden and
right. You're playing against the Knicks. And if you win, you'll be 24-24, Kobe Bryant.
Remarkable.
You know what I mean?
Oh, come on. I didn't think
it's,
about the Kobe
game. It's just so much that could go right tonight. But in typical Grizzlies fashion, historically, it just feels like it's going to be a game.
Stop.
Lose.
Not without RJ, right? I mean, come on.
Did y'all see his tweet yesterday? Like, it wasn't his tweet, but he was like, he's no longer.
Don't call me the Maple Mamba.
Man, you don't sit down.
Had you ever heard of Maple Mamba?
Yeah, I've heard
before?
It before, but okay, now to the point where he needs to come out and announce it.
Nobody should have ever called him that. That's one of the worst nicknames ever.
Like, we got you.
Maple Mamba. I mean, that sounds, I could go, I probably not appropriate for radio, actually.
No, that's the other two jokes, because, I mean, he might have been close with Kobe.
Yeah,
you don't know.
But it was,
Now, how Dylan Brooks, though.
Dylan.
Did you see a man yesterday that wanted to finish on 24?
Bro, we were laughing about that so
hard. My conspiracy theory?
Uh-oh.
Oh, so y'all were on to it during the game.
I was making my own conspiracy, so to speak. I was told on Facebook I got to be careful about conspiracies I throw out, too, bro.
Who told you on Facebook?
I'm not sure who did.
Somebody was looking out for you.
Yeah.
Because that's slander.
Yeah.
Dylan Brooks had 24 going into the fourth quarter last night, and he stayed there and shot a bunch of free throws.
I'll say this. Respect to Kobe the Bean. I went on Facebook.
Oh, no.
I went on a little rant. I went on a little rant on Facebook the other day, just telling people chill with the conspiracy stuff.
Okay.
So some guy comes at me like, hey, you're the guy.
You're
I don't know.
To start it.
He said, you're the conspiracy guy.
The first day I bring you one, you want to tell me you don't want to do it? That's what I'm talking
about. I think it's an inappropriate time, isn't it?
Right. No, if anybody can tell somebody when to not spout off conspiracy, I mean, it's
right.
the king
let,
of conspiracy.
Yeah, let me be the one
you're
to tell
the man.
Y'all.
Do I have a case here, Mr. Conspiracy?
Well, here's the thing. I found it quite interesting that Dylan didn't make a free throw. So now y'all.
He missed a tech and
back
two.
To it.
Then he missed a dunk. He missed a dunk too.
Now, tell me, do you remember this? There was a travel called on him in the fourth where even, now you were there, Brevin's on TV saying that wasn't a travel. Did he hit the layup?
I want to say that he did.
I want to say he did too.
But I will say this.
And so that would blow out my, that would blow my conspiracy there because he made the layup unless he.
I will say this to add to your conspiracy.
Because even Brevin said that wasn't a travel.
I will say this to add to your conspiracy. Dylan Brooks was fashionably late to the post-game interviews yesterday. They had to get on the plane, and Dylan Brooks was not available to speak to the media.
Well, you said he's late all the time, right?
Yeah, but they normally allow us to talk to him no matter what time he comes out. They had to get on the plane, so Dylan Brooks was not allowed
to get a chance to.
So yeah,
he was.
That would add to my theory.
What are these suits they have to put on now to travel? That they're in the as the press is in the locker room after the game, they're putting these travel wear on, like this compression stuff.
You know what? I did see that yesterday. Like Dylan, I saw Jaren and JV were putting on like compression pants.
My wife just got
socks. I thought it was something about their muscles. Like
is that
them.
What we're talking about?
It's to compress the muscles for an overnight trip on a back to back like this. They literally put it on after they shower to keep the muscles intact for a quick game, so they don't have time to expand and I guess loosen.
Me when I'm on the road to Chicago.
Yeah.
I drive there 6 hours. I get out of the car, my ankles and feet are a little swollen.
Right.
Yeah.
So my wife has gone and gotten me some compression.
Those
socks.
Are good. Right. Yeah.
See, so what I do sometimes, like if I go out to a buffet and eat real good with some good soul food.
Yeah.
I'll loosen that top button and just drive with the, you know what I'm saying?
So
we all in the same boat, just like an NBA athlete.
Josh Jackson.
Everybody was
tweeting at you yesterday like it was some kind of celebration and that you should be the happiest man in Memphis.
So
if that's the case, then you couldn't be too happy for him not to play last night.
See, here's the thing. That's why I got to clock you here, bro, because you just can't throw that out to me in the middle of another conversation. Now I got to emotionally respond to
it. I can't have you on and without talking about Josh Jackson.
It's a lot.
You should have had it be some downtime and just throw it out there.
No subtlety at all.
Yeah, not at all, bro.
They made that man watch and they said, sit here and watch that and stay and show us that you can keep it under control. Play you.
If you visit allgrizzlies.com, you'll notice that I wrote a story. If y'all would stop at what you're doing and go there now and click that and also sign up on the page as well. If you click that, you'll see that I wrote a story saying that this is pretty much what I have my skepticism about the whole Josh Jackson situation. I'm not really sure that the Grizzlies motives are pure of what they plan to do with him. Like they're saying, because I have been told that this isn't a temporary call-up.
Right, that he's going to be here.
I've heard there's no going back. Like he's here for the rest of the season or rest of however long he's here. But I don't know if they're doing that to trade him. I don't know what they're doing. You know what I mean? Because my thing is, if they actually had intentions of really seeing what he was and keeping him for the future, they would have brought him along earlier. It just seems that way.
You've always thought that.
I've always thought that. So,
hadn't changed with the call.
But yeah, props to Josh Jackson.
Nah, I hope he gets some runs.
I'm just predicting he goes off and has a Michael Jordan S55 double nickel in the garden tonight.
Well, that's not going to happen. that'd be nice. Any idea of what a new transmission should cost me?
What a new transmission? I haven't bought anything new for a car, including tires, in probably 10 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So I have no clue. Now I have some Shade Tree guys. I have some backdoor channels that can get you a transmission. But it's not miles on the transmission, but yeah.
Right, it's going to be, there are some risks.
It's going to have some previous love on it.
Apparently the solenoids can't just be, that whole thing is black in there. Got to rebuild the whole transmission. It's going to cost me $3,500.
No, you let that go.
Whoa!
Hey, but for $3,500, I can get you a cash car today if you got $3,500.
With a bad transmission.
No, I can get you
an
old car. With
and it comes with a free month of that bootleg service.
Right.
That,
see,
that
bro,
bootleg
exactly.
Your last
Do
check.
I get a sane warranty
bro,
on that jump?
I'm gonna discuss with my guy how much warranty you can get because you are Jason Smith. See, maybe y'all can throw him.
That's gonna help.
I can throw him a little free pub or something. You know what I'm saying? So I can get by the G-ball. Took off.
That's payola.
I just
want to
know if you thought $3,500 was a little much.
Yeah. Hey, bro. But you know, transmission. That's
a serious deal
for your. cop.
You know what?
It's done. The thing
real quick.
I
was upside down because I had a transmission that went out. I had a Ford. I had a Ford, and I was, I don't know, 20 years old, and the transmission went out. It was $4,000. I didn't have that. Right. So my only option was to trade it in. Yeah, I traded it in, and I was upside down on a car for 6 years that I just paid off in December.
Man,
so
he
should be counting his blessings that he can pay that.
Bro, hold on to that $3,500. I'm going to call my guy. We're going to have your back rolling. Like, you ain't got to have no car note, nothing. For that $3,500, I can get you in some.
That might be new car time if you're dealing with the transmission like that.
Cause you know, y'all bring me on the show. I'm the backdoor king. So,
exactly. Are you still doing the cable thing?
See, now you got to preface that kind of stuff because you're going to have people thinking I'm doing bootleg cable.
You are.
See, man.
That's your question.
You definitely can't plug that.
It's not cable. It's not cable.
Right. It's not cable.
Plug that.
Yeah.
See, now y'all have me like I'm the bootleg, man. Like, I got the hookup. Man, you know, I get an inbox or a DM almost every day from somebody like, man, what's up, so, man, bro? I'm not the hookup.
But
I
you will help. You will point people in the right direction.
I was, bro.
You will help people out.
I will, bro.
You're like Mother Teresa of bootleg cable.
Yeah.
All right, before we get you out of here, we have to ask you, obviously it has been the story that's dominated the world, you know, the last, 72 hours, and that's Kobe Bryant is no longer with us, gone at 41, along with 8 other victims, including his daughter, Gigi. It's impossibly sad. For you, what did Kobe represent?
Here's the thing about Kobe. I got an article that I've been kind of wanting to write. It might have been timed out by now. I've been kind of pausing. I really want to write it or not. I guess I can kind of share, if I was to write it, what I would say. But Kobe Bryant was one of those guys that you either loved him or you loved to hate him, but regardless, you loved him. Because he was so much of the NBA, the face of it. I mean, you know what I mean? It was like, even if you hated Kobe, you hated him because he was freaking
hated
Kobe.
Him with, it was
he
out
was
of
good,
respect.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes, like, absolutely.
And he was killing your team.
Right, and I remember as a, I call myself a lifelong Grizzly fan. I tell people I was a fan of the Grizzlies before they got here. You know what I mean? So, and I remember when they got here, going to the games, and being ticked off when people would come cheer for the other team. And it built a ingrained hatred for Kobe Bryant because Kobe Bryant would have more fans than any other player coming through here. You know what I mean? Because LeBron was one of those guys. So LeBron's fandom was really picked up here lately, more so than as far as the bandwagon fans are concerned. But with Kobe, the Lakers would take over the FedEx Forum. You know what I mean? And Kobe was always a guy that it seems like I can remember every shot Kobe's ever made against the Grizzlies. You know what I mean? But he was an incredible player. And to anyone that's a Grizzlies fan, you all remember, who's been a longtime Grizzlies fan, you all remember the message board rumors that Kobe was coming here as a compensation for us losing the LeBron trade. You remember that conspiracy?
Yeah.
Y'all remember people were saying it? And all of us were like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. We're going to have Kobe in a minute. Everyone remembers that ridiculous rumor that was going around. But Kobe, like I said, I'm gifted to be a person who's old enough to have watched Jordan, Kobe, and LeBron all in my adulthood. You know what I mean? And that's a blessing within itself. Like, you know, but to see Kobe go so far is just, I can talk about the basketball part easy, but the parenting part of him and seeing him become a man in front of our eyes and not being the guy that everyone thought was a jerk, and just seeing him being an ambassador for the league and for the stuff he was doing with women's basketball and for his daughters. And to hear that the whole reason why he's been flying helicopters all this time is because he just wanted 20 minutes with his daughter. And, you know, and I think about times where it's like, I stress over crazy stuff, like driving across town. This dude was flying a helicopter to go spend 20 minutes with his kids.
Right.
And we think that we doing enough, you know what I mean? So, and just to see him become a man that he's becoming in front of our eyes, that part hurts me more than, you know, Kobe the basketball player. But it's a crazy loss, man. And he's the first major athlete of my generation I can think of on that level that got away from us. But it just kind of reminded me also that, man, it's a lot of our heroes are going to have to go away from us soon. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's here.
Right.
Kobe was the first one that got away or whatever. But yeah, definitely a ton of respect. And I definitely can empathize with the loss that everyone is dealing with right now.
Yeah, well said. Appreciate your time, as always, and thanks for coming in, man. Follow me on Twitter, at Saint Asylum. All right, we will come back and wrap this up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies is 92.9 FM, ESPN, with daily hits from the Daily Memphians, Chris Harrington on The Grizz, weekdays at 10 a.m., Anthony Sane from SI, Grizzly Maven every Wednesday at 1:25 p.m., with Jason and John. Giannotto and Jeffrey take you inside the locker room weekdays at 2 p.m., and Gary Parrish joined by Jeff Calkins at 5 p.m. weekdays. The Grizzlies Eat on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station. Always on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.